Good evening, everyone. I hope you all are doing well. I've entitled this video tonight, Exhaustion. Exhaustion. I'm dragging the line tonight, tired. But I like to try to stay on track. I try to keep a schedule, you know. I know that people look forward to jumping on board in the morning and at night. My flesh tonight doesn't want to do this. I can tell you that right now. I fell asleep a while ago and I woke up and here's the way my mind works. I thought, I don't think I'm going to do that tonight. I think I'm going to go to bed. And then I started thinking, well, wait a minute. You know, what about all the people that are going to jump on tonight, you know? So here I am. I'm here in body. I may not be here in spirit, but I'm kind of tarred. Anyway, I feel like I need a regeneration or a rejuvenation, you know. I want to talk tonight a little bit about the word regeneration. You know, the word regeneration, when it's used in the Bible, it doesn't mean to be born again. Okay? That's not what... If you look up the couple times it's used, it's not signifying being born again. Have you ever thought about the fact that when you're born again, you're born again. You're not rejuvenated and you're not regenerated. You're born again. The Bible says, behold, I make all things new. He's translated us from the kingdom of God's dear Son. He's translated us into His kingdom from darkness to light. I went around for 37 years not understanding what Christ had done at all, because I was raised in an Arminian environment and it was all based upon works. It's true, I sang Amazing Grace, but I didn't understand Amazing Grace. You know, I'm not saying I even fully understand it today, but I've often said I remember the first time I heard a sermon on substitutionary atonement. It blew me away. Here I was 37 years old, and I never heard a sermon on substitution, how Christ took my place, how He became my sin bearer, how He paid the ransom on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. I went to church all the time, coming up as a kid, you know. But anyway, I'm glad that our salvation is not based on anything we do. You know, when I hear someone say, I'm glad when the time whenever I let Jesus into my heart. You know, it blows me away that anybody can even say that, let Jesus do anything. Poor little Jesus, when I let Jesus into my heart. When you let the Creator of the universe into your heart. Wow. You know, I remember the time and I remember the place when I accepted Jesus. Can you believe that? When you accepted Jesus, Jesus Christ paid it all. You didn't do anything. He made you willing in the day of His power. It's not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. It's not of him that willeth or him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. If God hadn't showed me mercy, I'd still be drifting along thinking that my works were going to save me. And now I realize that if I'm one of his, I've been conformed unto good works. It had nothing to do with the creature. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. I know me too well to know that there's no good thing dwelling in me. The only way I'll ever make it to the celestial realms of glory is if Christ died for my sins according to Scripture, if He rose again according to Scriptures, if He died for me personally, shed His cruel blood, His blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, and if He predestinated me unto adoption, if I'm a part of His adopted family, that's my only hope, that I'm one of His. Nothing in the creature. I can't boast of anything. I, like Paul, can say I'm the chiefest of sinners. And no, I don't have all the answers. There's more I don't know than I do know. The older I get, the less I know. You know, but this one thing I do know, forgetting those things that are past and looking forward to the things. We see through a glass darkly, one day we'll see Him face to face. So tonight, even though I'm exhausted, I can still say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. His oath, His covenant, His blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ's solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. And the only way I can stand, the only way I can hope, the only way I can repeat these words is by the grace of God. In Him we live and move and have our very being. So even if you're exhausted like I am tonight, just realize that God is our sustainer of life. He's the one that gives us energy and the strength and the courage to take another step. May you all have a good weekend, and let us look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, He despised the shame, and He sat down at the right hand of God. God bless.